32. The Planning and Zoning Commission met last night via Zoom, and I'm joined on the line by Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca. Good morning, Katie. Welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning.
Morning. What were some of the highlights of the meeting?
Well, although we had a lot of postponements, we still managed to have a full meeting. We started with the National Audubon Society. They were looking to do an outside tent that they have had in the past for the last couple of years through COVID, and now they'd like to have it as kind of an event space. And the commission was expressed some concern given the residential neighborhood and the educational component of the Audubon, and that this would be something that could be rented out to more of a commercial enterprise. So the commission gave them the approval through June 13th. They have four planned events during that time period, two to nonprofits and two to people that are members of the Audubon. And they had some conditions on that there be no amplified music and things of that nature. And they have asked them to come back for a special permit application for future use of the tent in that way, given that it's the residential zone. So we look forward to hearing more about that in the future. The next application was postponed. It was the 14 and 16 William Street application to create. It's a difficult situation over there, but that was postponed, so I won't get too much into that. Arnold Food Company for their generator also postponed, as was 7 Vincy Drive, Greenwich Communities application for their 52-unit senior independent living. So that brought us to 207 Byram Shore Road. This is a home over 150,000 cubic feet in volume, but it also was for work within close proximity to the water for a pool. It was left open due to the location of the pool along some steep slopes that gave pause to DPW, so we'd like to get clarification from them whether the location is okay. So we'll hear that at the next meeting. Then we heard 44 Cutler, which was also a large home, and that was for some additions and whatnot, and that was approved with some modifications. Then we moved to discussion items, which was several pre-applications. The first was for a development in the BEX 50 zone, which is kind of an executive office zone historically, and they are proposing to do 456 units in 41 buildings. That would be a start of a mix of starter and townhouses ranging from about 1,000 square feet to 3,400 square feet. This is at One American Lane. There was a lot of comments that were given to the applicant. A lot of the concerns have to do with the proximity to North Castle. In fact, we were joined last night with the town planner from North Castle, who wants us to obviously work in cooperation with them, which is what the commission wanted also and made clear that they will be doing. The reason being, of course, that it's likely people will shop in North Castle as opposed to going to Glenville, which is 3 minutes away, according to the calculations of the applicant when he timed out going to the various grocery stores. So anyway, there's questions about fire issues, proximity to the airport and potential conflict there and lighting, what school district the children would go to that lived in the development, whether we could have affordable housing up there, given that the increase in that number of units overall would make our calculation for affordable housing go in the wrong direction, where we're trying to get more affordable housing, traffic concerns, open space concerns. So it kind of ran the gamut. So the next steps are to continue the pre-application and keep this open so that we can continue to discuss with the applicant, and at the same time have the professional staff for the town of Greenwich and for North Castle to meet to go over some of the infrastructure needs and traffic concerns and whatnot. So this will be a continuing discussion at this level before they're ready to come in with an application. Then we had a second pre-application. This one was for an affordable housing project. This is where Garden Catering is located in Chickahominy across from the Tudor. They are proposing to do 10 residential units, three of which would be affordable. Question and concern there was whether or not there could be first floor retail to maintain the retail continuity in that area. The applicant expressed his desire to maintain it as a full residential building. There are some questions about if it was to be retail. What the commission has done in another property in this area was to ensure that the commercial component of the mixed-use development complied with the zoning regulations, as opposed to the affordable housing component, which would fall under the state statutes, which is a different set of standards. And in this case, in order to do that, the commission would have to make a finding, potentially under Public Act 17-39, to continue the nonconformity of the existing commercial space with respect to the setbacks. So some complicated zoning things there, but in general, I think it was a good discussion, and the commission looks forward to seeing the application in the future. Unlike the next pre-application, which was at 112 South Water Street, this is for the Connecticut Natural Gas Company, who has falls under, we believe, state regulations under the Public Utilities Regulatory Agency, which would allow them, we think, to be able to proceed with going into a property that would create a nonconformity. That's, of course, the rub on this one and why this application wasn't well received. The waterfront business zone, the WB zone, is the zone for this area, and it would not allow for this type of use. This is supposed to be water-dependent uses, and the property is currently used in that way. So to create an office and construction vehicles and materials and whatnot is not in keeping with the purpose statement of that zone. So if they do have the authority under the Public Utilities Regulatory Agency to sort of override zoning, if you will, then the commission said that they would have to come with certain concessions, such as the public access walkway and things that are more in keeping with the zone. And that was expressed also by the chairman of the Byram Neighborhood Association, who did speak on this. So, in general, the commission was not very comfortable with this application, and hopefully they'll be able to find another place in town so that they can meet their 20-minute requirement, to be able to service the town. So hopefully that we'll be able to work together and find a different place for them. Then the second two pre-applications were for tents for restaurants. As you know, if you've been following this, the commission is using the language of House Bill 5271 to allow outdoor dining to proceed in a similar fashion as it has in the last 2 years. But there are certain things that are not exempt anymore, such as tents. So the tents and whatnot would have to fall under zoning. One of the key things is that the land where the tent is proposed would have to be in the same ownership as the owner of where the restaurant is located. So that's one hurdle. So the commission expressed the things that are needed there, and the applicant may be coming back with applications for those two restaurants. And then there was two decisions. The first one was on Mead Point. This was for a home on over 150,000 cubic feet in volume. This is on Mead Point. It's an incredible site environmentally. So there was a lot of modifications made to protect the environment. The main issue is that there is a riprap area with a bridge that deters one from feeling that they can go into this sort of pond that's been made, if you will, this tidal pond that is part of the public trust. There's no debate there. But the access to it is closed off with this bridge. So the commission felt that there was no authorization for that from the state, and therefore they wanted it to be removed, which was the main part of that decision.
So was that approved then?
It was approved. Yes.
Okay. Yes. With those changes. Okay.
Yeah. And then lastly, then we move to a proposal at 1141 King Street. This proposal started with a text amendment to change the cluster conservation zone. It now applies to properties that are less than 50 acres, and and it allows for accessory structures to have the ability to have change setbacks pursuant to certain conditions, and also that in exchange for that, the amount of open space is increased from 50% of the land area to 60%, so that you can preserve more of the land, but in exchange then pursuant to the conservation regulations as they stand now, you effectively end up with one extra home. So that text amendment was approved, followed by a map amendment to rezone the property to that zone, followed by a site plan and special permit for the development, which in this case was five homes. That was all approved. One of the conditions of the approval was that prior to any work whatsoever, they have to fix this swale and channel, which is kind of clogged up with debris and causing some flooding issues. So that has to be handled first. Another condition was that the total floor area for all of the homes could not exceed 40,000 square feet. They had proposed about 52,000. So that was a debate. Some thought that was a bit much. And anyway, the commission settled on 40,000. And they also strongly encouraged the applicant to move the greenhouses and the tennis courts closer to those units. Right now, they're going to propose on the other side of this big meadow that will be preserved. And that rounded out the evening.
Wow. Good thing there were some withdrawals, right? Or else you'd be still meeting.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Of course, I forgot. I'm sorry. One more important thing,
sure.
Which was the affordable housing plan was, it's a draft at this time. We're looking to get it on to the next meeting, which is May 10th, so that the commission can take action on the draft. There were, interestingly, no comments on the draft last night. So it's out on the website. Encourage people to go and take a look at it, read through it, comment on it, and the plan is to have it come to the commission at the next meeting on May 10th. Then from there, it will eventually, assuming it gets approved, it will go to the Board of Selectmen, and then after that, it will go to the RTM. And we're hoping to do all of that in a perfect world for the June RTM meeting.
All right. And then finally, besides the draft of the affordable housing, what else at May 10th's meeting do you know?
On the May 10th meeting, we'll have all of the postponements from last night, and I believe we're looking to have Greenwich Hospital on the May 10th meeting. They have come in with a pre-application, and it's still on the same property as it was originally. This is for the Smilo Cancer Center, but the building has gotten taller, if you will. But the good news is that all of the parking will be underground, so it will maintain more of a residential feel in that it will have a kind of more of a park-like setting than it had originally. They've made other adjustments also with drainage and things along those lines. So they've also met with the neighborhood, and they are continuing to meet with the neighborhood. I'm sure that there's still some strong feelings about this proposal, but that'll be fleshed out during the pre-application process. And then if that goes well, I'm sure they'll come in with their final site plan shortly thereafter.
All right, fantastic. Katie, as always, thanks very much for your time this morning. Have yourself a great day.
Thank you. You too.
All right, that's Director of Planning and Zoning, Katie DeLuca, on last night's meeting.